The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in our new episode of our program The second caliph of Islam, Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Inshallah, today we will cover more excellences and virtues of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu anhu, and we will talk about his blessed personality from different perspectives and shed light on certain other qualities and attributes that he, radiyallahu anhu, possessed. But as usual, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, before we delve into our topic today. There's a beautiful hadith before me on the virtue of sending salutations upon the Prophet ﷺ, in which there's also a glad tiding for the forgiveness of Muslims. What is that hadith? It is stated that when two people meet out of love for Allah, shake hands and send salat upon the Prophet, send salutations upon the Prophet ﷺ, their future and previous sins are forgiven before they part hands. SubhanAllah. Such a beautiful virtue of sending salutations upon the Prophet ﷺ. So we should also make a habit of meeting each other for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shake hands according to Sunnah and then send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. InshaAllah azza wa jal, our sins will also be forgiven. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, when we look at the personality of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, it becomes obvious and clear to us that his blessed seerah, his blessed personality was full of virtues and excellences. He was an embodiment of excellences, of praiseworthy qualities. And out of those qualities, if you want to pick one quality, if you want to pick up one attribute, it would be the love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that he possessed. In addition to this very attribute, there were many other attributes that he possessed, such as his humbleness, his humility, his forbearance, his generosity, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he possessed, the justice that he established, the passion he had to serve the ummah, so on and so forth. So he, radiyallahu anhu, was an embodiment of attribute, an embodiment of praiseworthy qualities. And out of those attributes, one quality that stands out is also the love of the Prophet ﷺ that he possessed. And his entire life revolved around this very concept, where it was the love for the Prophet ﷺ. His entire life was devoted for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that of the final messenger of Allah ﷺ. And all the other praiseworthy qualities that he also had in him, the element of humbleness, humility, the element of the fear of Allah Almighty, the element of generosity that he possessed, so on and so forth, they were also at their peak. If anyone wants to learn about humility, he needs to look at the seerah of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu. If anyone wants to learn about generosity, he can take guidance from the seerah of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu. If someone wants to take lessons regarding the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then life of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu is a great role model for us to learn about having fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all these attributes that he possessed was undoubtedly the blessing, the barakah of the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the teaching of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, because of which he radiyallahu anhu possessed all these qualities. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the greatness of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, what can we say about it? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, who is the best amongst the creation after the Prophet, even he radiyallahu anhu mentioned the greatness of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, and in such beautiful words that leave a person completely astounded when he goes through those words, and then looks at the eminence of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, as Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anh, he narrates that once Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, he addressed Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh in these words, Ya khayran nasi ba'da Rasulillah, meaning that, oh, the one who is the most superior in the Ummah after the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So in these beautiful words, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu addresses Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Now listening to this, now the first caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he addresses back to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. He says that now you've mentioned me in these words, now you listen. He says that I heard the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam say that the sun has not risen upon anyone better than Umar. Subhanallah. These are the words in which Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh is referring to. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh was quoting these words from none other than our master, the best of the creation, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So you see the greatness, the eminence of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh reached us through the tongue of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, who is the most elite amongst the people after the Prophet. And the quotation comes from none other than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who is the best of the creation. Such beautiful narration this is, that shows us the eminence and greatness of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh. And look at the chain of transmission through which this narration reached us. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned it, and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh is mentioning it back to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh. And this also shows the love that both these personalities had for each other. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, he's expressing his affection, his reverence towards Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh by referring him as the best in the Ummah after the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh then referring back to him, talking back to him in the verse which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned in the eminence of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh. Now dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is often seen that when someone has countless virtues, so many excellences, and he's also looked upon by other people, now there are many other evils that start to harm him. He starts falling into the pits of many other evils, such as arrogance, such as vanity, such as self-conceit, so on and so forth. But when we look at the seerah of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, the personality of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, despite having so many attributes, despite being an embodiment of attributes, of qualities, of praiseworthy qualities, still he radiallahu anh was completely free of all these spiritual evils, all these sins of the heart that we can refer to as when we talk about arrogance, when we talk about vanity, self-conceit, etc. You know, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh was completely free of them. There are many, many books written on the virtues of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, talking about the merits that he radiallahu anh possessed, talking about the praiseworthy qualities that he radiallahu anh possessed. And out of them, many of them were regarding the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rights of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the rights of the Ahlul Bayt, the rights of the people, how they were looked after by him, justice that he established, the peace that he had established, and then the propagation of Islam, so on and so forth. Many, many topics have been covered in books regarding the seerah, regarding the personality of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh. But one prominent feature that every single book talks about when they talk about the eminence of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh is the humility, the humbleness that he radiallahu anh possessed. And this was something which was a prominent merit, a prominent feature in the personality of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, that also leaves a great lesson for us in terms of how our personality should be and how humble we should be in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, despite possessing such attributes, despite having such eminence being mentioned for him from none other than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, still the level of humility that he possessed was remarkable, was at its peak. Then that leaves a great lesson for us, that we should also be down to earth. We should also be humble. We should also observe humility, as humility is something that raises the ranks of a person. It elevates the ranks of a person. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that because of the seeking of forgiveness, asking of forgiveness of the person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases his honor. And he who adopts humility for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Almighty grants him elevation. So you see how important this is for us, for our faith, for the elevation of our rank. How important this is to better our character, to have humility in our nature. At another occasion, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that humility of a person leads to his elevation. Because of the humility of the person, he attains elevation. Therefore, adopt humility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you elevation. And when you observe forgiveness, meaning you forgive, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases your honor. So this is how important the element of humility is, the element of forgiving other people is, the element of pardoning them is, make sure that we forgive other people in case they violate our rights and so forth. So humility, humbleness, forgiving other people, this is very, very important for us, which was very, very prominent in the personality of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. That is a great lesson for us also to adopt humility. Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyib radiallahu anhu, he states that the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, whenever he would go out of the city, whenever he would embark upon a journey, and whenever he would want to have some rest, then what his conduct would be? He would gather a pile of soil, and he would lay down a piece of cloth, and then he would just have rest on it. This is the level of humility of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. He is the leader of the Muslims, and he is he's traveling, and when he would want to rest, what he would do? He would gather some soil, place a piece of cloth on it, and then just rest upon it. Look at the level of humility that Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he observed. Sayyidina Amir bin Rabi'a radiallahu anhu, he states that the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he went for Hajj from Makkah to Al-Mukarramah, then throughout his journey, he would not affix any tent or anything like this to have rest over there. What maximum he would do is, he would place a piece of cloth or mat on the branches of a tree, and then just sit down in its shade. This is the level of humility of the second caliph of Islam, the one who is the leader of the Muslims, who is the leader of the believers, Sir Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Now, another beautiful account that talks about the humility of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu and shows us how humble Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu was. That it is stated that the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he went to Sham, to the Levant. And Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu, he was also accompanying him in this journey. Now, on the way, both of them reached such a place where there was so much water. The water was up to their knees. Now, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu was riding upon his camel. So, when they reached this very place where the water was up to their knees, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he dismounts his camel and he takes his socks off and places his socks on his shoulders, holds the rein of his she camel and enters the water. Remember, he is the leader of the Muslims. He is the caliph of the Muslims. And this is how he's entering the water that is up to his knees. He takes his socks off, places them on his shoulder, holds the rein of the camel himself, and enters the water. Now, Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu, he says that, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, O the leader of believers, you are doing this? I don't like this. That people over here, the people of this area, they look at you by raising their gazes upon you. In this state, they see you. Now upon this, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, may our lives be sacrificed upon him. Such a beautiful reply he gave that was full of humility and humbleness. He says, Alaf, O Abu Ubaidah, had it been anyone else besides you who had said this, then I would make him a lesson for the Ummah. Do you not remember that we were a nation without any means, without any support, without any aid, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us honor through Islam. And whenever we seek honor other than being granted it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah Almighty will disgrace us. Look at the beautiful words in which Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu replied to Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu, and what great humility he observed at this very occasion. And this also has great lesson for us. And Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu is looking at the honor that is given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at this occasion, he still is talking about the honor that was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for our learning, for the sake of teaching us, he's mentioning Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu, that have you forgotten who we were? And the beautiful golden words that he mentioned towards the end, that whenever we seek honor, we seek respect, we seek reverence besides that which was bestowed upon us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will be disgraced. Look at the level of sincerity, the level of humility that Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu possesses. He is the leader of the Muslims. And now he is walking in the water that is up to his knees, holding the rein of his camel with his socks on his shoulders himself. Doesn't care about what people will say. All he cared about was what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say. Just the pleasure of Allah Almighty and that of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the sole goal of his life. And how beautifully he elaborated this entire concept in this very saying and through this very action of him. What is our state nowadays? Smallest of a rank we will attain in this world, and all of a sudden we become arrogant, our behavior changes, our tone changes, the way we talk to others, that entirely changes. This is not what we learn from the personality, from the seerah of Ibn Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Always adopt humility, always be humble, always be humble, always be humble. And the higher rank we attain in this world, the more humility we should observe. The higher rank we attain, the more powers we get, the more humble we should become. Who would be more higher? This is Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. But look at the level of humility that he radiallahu anhu possessed. So this is very, very important for us to follow the footsteps of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu and try to adopt those principles and those traits in our character as well, in order to be successful in this world as well as in the hereafter. So this golden principle, let's live by this, that if we seek honor from anyone else other than Allah Almighty, other than the honor that is bestowed upon us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah Almighty will disgrace us. Don't look for the praise of others. Just look for that whether Allah Almighty will be pleased with us or not. This is the fundamental principle by which we should be leading our lives. This is something through which we should determine whether we should perform this action or not, as was seen from the seerah of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Zar rahmatullah alayhi states that I saw the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, that he was walking towards offering Eid Salah barefoot. He was barefooted while he was going towards offering Eid Salah. The leader of believers, without any shoes in his feet, barefooted, he's walking towards offering Eid Salah. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he states that when a person adopts humility for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah Almighty elevates his rank, his value. Subhanallah. The person who humbles himself for the sake of Allah Almighty, the one who observes humility for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Almighty raises his ranks, raises his honor, raises his station. Sayyidina Sufyan bin Uyayna rahimahullah, he states that the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, said that the most beloved to me, and this is something that is very important for us as well in today's day and age, in fact, in every day and age, this has been very, very important fundamental principle for every single one of us. But especially for us, they can also carry this very saying of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu as a role model, as a principle for our lives, where he says that the most beloved to me is the one who tells me about my shortcomings. Subhanallah. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, the leader of the believers who holds such eminence and such rank, he is saying that the most beloved to me is the one who mentions my shortcomings to me. And what is our state? Somebody tells us about something which is very apparent in us, we are doing something very wrong, and it's very commonly seen. And that person, very politely, in seclusion, when there's no one around us, he tells us, he guides us, that this is what you're doing wrong. What is our state then? We don't like it, do we? When someone guides us, reforms us, rectifies us, this is something which is very difficult for us to digest. This is something very difficult for us to understand or to take. The only thing we like is when someone praises us, whether that is true or false. But we can't take criticism, even if it is positive criticism, even if it is true criticism. But Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he says that the most beloved to me is the one who tells me my shortcomings. And it wasn't just mere verbal claim. This was also truth as well. Whenever Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, anyone mentioned anything to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he radiallahu anhu took it wholeheartedly, and he thanked them for giving those words of advice to him. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, despite being the leader of believers, still whenever he received words of advice, he would thank the other person. Whereas if we become somewhat a manager, a supervisor somewhere, then do we even bother to listen to our subordinates? We need to contemplate and ponder upon this very fact as well in our lives, that when someone highlights something negative about us, it should be in a very pleasant manner. It should be in, of course, solitude, not in front of other people, but we should take it very, very positively. Here is the Madani Channel. One very fundamental aspect, again, which Allama Ibn Jawzi rahimahullah has touched upon, he says that this is also from the signs of good fortune of a person, that he confesses and he rebukes, he holds his nafs to account and agrees to the shortcomings of his actions and sayings to his nafs. He holds his nafs to account. This is also amongst the signs of good fortune for a person. And this very aspect is also seen in the seerah of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, that out of humility, he radiallahu anh would also hold to account his own nafs. This was out of humility for the sake of our teaching. Sayyidina Ibn Malik radiallahu anh, he narrates that one day, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, he went outside. And I also started to follow him. I was going behind him. Now, he says that what I see is that Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh entered the garden. So between me and him, there was a wall. And the second caliph of Islam, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, he addresses himself. And he says that, oh, the leader of Muslims, by Allah, keep fearing Allah, otherwise he will definitely punish you. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh is addressing himself. And he's saying, oh, the leader of Muslims, by Allah, keep fearing Allah, or else he will punish you. Allahu Akbar. Look at how beautifully Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh is addressing himself out of humility. And where do we stand? All these elements, all these beautiful points that we hear about the blessed personality of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, this is for our own learning, for us to also follow them, also adopt these very beautiful qualities and attributes of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh. This is very, very important for us. On one occasion, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar bin Hafs radiallahu anh says that the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, was holding a vessel on his back. He was said that, Your Eminence, please do not lift it. And in reply, he radiallahu anh said that my nafs, and this is again out of humility, the display of highest level of humility. In reply, he says that my nafs had indulged me into vanity. So I made a firm intention. I was determined to degrade my nafs, to disgrace my nafs. This is how Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he replies. Now when he says that my nafs indulged me into vanity, into self-conceit, this is again for the sake of our teaching, for the sake of our learning, so that we can understand. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, look at the level of his humility, how he addresses his nafs, how he holds his nafs to account. Someone regarding whom the Prophet ﷺ said that if there was a Nabi after me, it would be Umar. Someone by looking at whom Satan the accursed changes his path, he is addressing his own nafs in these words. He says that my nafs had indulged me into vanity, into self-conceit. So I made a firm determination to disgrace my nafs. Allahu Akbar. This is the state of the second caliph of Islam, who is the best after Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu in the entire Ummah. This is how he addresses his own nafs. This is how he holds his own nafs to account. So dear viewers of today's channel, we also need to make sure that we also adopt these qualities in our nature. Now, one thing, dear viewers of today's channel, we understand over here is that when you're talking about humility, the exact opposite trait to humility is arrogance. And when a person has so many qualities in him or attains certain elevations or certain ranks, then arrogance at times is seen within the personalities of those people because of their rank or position that they've acquired or the power they've received, the authorities that they've been given. Because of that, the element of arrogance also comes in their nature. Now, in the start of today's episode, we went through one narration where Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he mentioned to Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu that he heard the Prophet ﷺ say that the sun has not risen upon anyone better than Umar. Now you can imagine the rank and station of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, that he is the most superior in the entire Ummah after Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu. But yet he radiallahu anhu was never ever arrogant in the least. Arrogance and all these spiritual diseases, all these diseases, sins of the heart, they were not seen in the personality of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, despite having such great elevated ranks. And another thing which is normally seen is that when a person receives any kind of elevation or any kind of excellence, then he looks down upon others and he thinks that only his own work is the best. No one else can do what he is doing, or he sort of doesn't appreciate the work of others. But Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, despite being the leader of the believers, this was not seen in his personality. In fact, on one occasion, Sayyidina Abu Rafi radiallahu anhu says that the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he passed by me and I was reciting the Quran in a very melodious tone, in a very beautiful voice. And listening to it, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, who is the leader of the Muslims, leader of the Muslims of the time, he says that, O Abu Rafi, indeed, verily, undoubtedly, you are better than Umar, that you are fulfilling the rights of Allah and the rights of your master in a great way. Subhanallah. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu passing by Abu Rafi radiallahu anhu. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he himself is the leader of the Muslims. And he listens to the recitation of Quran of Abu Rafi radiallahu anhu and he praises him. And he says that you are better than Umar as you are fulfilling the rights of Allah and that of your master in a great way. This is how Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu addressed Abu Rafi radiallahu anhu upon listening to his recitation of Quran. Despite being the leader of believers, despite being higher in rank, this is how he appreciates him, this is how he encourages him, this is how he praises him. What is our state, our subordinates? They at times do better work than us, at times their performance is brilliant, but yet we do not really praise them the way we should, or we don't really appreciate them the way we should, let alone considering them to be better than us, as we hear in this narration where Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu said to Abu Rafi radiallahu anhu that indeed you are better than Umar. This was of course out of humility he's saying, but look at his personality, look at his behavior, his conduct, and also upon what did he mention this? Upon listening to the recitation of Quran. Look at the parameters that were set for Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu to determine someone good. It was Quran, the recitation of Quran. Upon listening to the beautiful voice in which the Quran was being recited, he radiallahu anhu mentioned these words regarding Abu Rafi radiallahu anhu. If we want to praise someone, it would again be depending on how affluent he is in terms of his business, in terms of his wealth. Then we will perhaps start praising him, or someone who is higher than us in rank, so which also falls into flattering at times. We need to contemplate and ponder upon our state whilst going through the seerah, the personality of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, and see where exactly do we stand, how exactly do we behave, what is our conduct, and especially as we covered the element of humility in today's episode, we need to question ourselves that what is the state of our humbleness and humility when it comes to observe it. we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for the sake of the second Caliph of Islam, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, may we also be granted humility, humbleness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us safe from the sins of the heart, especially arrogance, vanity, self-conceit, etc. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to follow the footsteps of our master, of our guide, of our leader, the second Caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. آمين بجاه خاتم النبيين صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم
The second caliph of Islam عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه